Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie in the city, a new Dear Albie. We had a little bit of a hiatus.
A little break.
We got Bono here.
Bono's here.
Matt's here.
Hello.
So much happening. We've been extraordinarily busy. And we'll get into that, I'm sure, at some point or another. And I always say that a lot, but I actually do mean it a lot. I don't think I'm making it up.
Nope.
You know? My sister likes to make fun of me with that kind of thing. But here we are. We are basically at the eve of See Here Now Festival also in Asbury. Very exciting. You have Coming Alive. Stevie Nicks is performing in front of Natalie's human face.
I'm so excited.
Are you pumped up?
I am really pumped up.
Have you seen her before?
Twice. Three times.
Oh.
Well, I've seen her twice, and I've seen Fleetwood Mac twice, so four times total.
Nice.
What is it about Stevie Nicks that you do you feel akin to?
My mom loved Fleetwood Mac from, like, their origin, you know, when she was growing up. She loved Fleetwood Mac, and we always listened to Fleetwood Mac. When I was growing up, that was something I really shared with my mom, and we didn't share a lot of things.
That's nice.
So it was just something we always bonded over.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Nice memories.
Nice memories.
Mm-hmm. We're going to hit the festival a little bit this year.
Yeah.
Which will be fun, and then, you know, Bonnie, are you excited also?
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a lot of work, man.
So excited.
It's a lot of, you know, because for us, it's kind of like, you know, it's a lot of work that comes in too. But we've been, we played a bunch of the throwbacks.
Yeah.
And one episode that I played, that we played, I think it was last week, was the ghost episode, which is so timely for a lot of the other things that we got going on. But we got a chime or, you know, fun little, I guess I would say, suppose it is a chime in because I haven't read through everything just yet.
Uh-oh.
But, number one, do you guys know what I'm even talking about, the ghost episode?
I don't.
Yeah.
You listened to it last week? You're a liar.
I didn't listen to it, but I saw it. I was like, oh my God, I got to listen to that. I think I was there for that.
So, that was one of our most listened to episodes ever. We brought real ghost hunters to my mother's house.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her. And, we had all this equipment, and it actually was really, really crazy. The equipment, like, shorted out and everything. It was wild. The thing was talking to us. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. But this kind of chimed in. Ghost episode. Dear Albie, I guess I'm the only person that doesn't believe in ghosts. I've never had anyone that could prove to me otherwise. Last year, they had a tour of an old hospital around Halloween during Turkey Fest, just about 10 miles away from my house. But I couldn't get anyone to go with me because they were a bunch of scaredy cats. There's an emoji of a cat, too. So then that right up here.
A friend of mine, yeah.
I absolutely enjoyed this podcast. It brought back happy memories for my son constantly scaring his sister. He was 9 years older than she. And a first Cav Army who was gone way too soon at 26. He came by it honest, though. His dad was the same way. He left us too soon also and was only 59. He could keep a straight face the whole time. I sure do miss the two most important men in my life, our heart. That was very, very sweet.
Aww.
You know what's funny? I never actually said there's a part of that actual episode, a little did you know. A part of that episode I actually cut out. Because it got like a little heavy, you know, and it was like a kind of like a reveal of like, you know, who I was talking to and stuff.
Wow.
And I actually cut it.
Nice.
It actually, I believe if I remember correctly, went on a little later than I think. I think we actually cut off and like kind of kept the thing going. And what's wild is when it was getting, you know what? No. We were recording, but I did a video that went on the Dear Albie Instagram, and I cut the video that I sent to social off early, and it got crazy in the video, and it was like to a point where like people would watch it afterwards and like actually cry and stuff. Oh, wow. And it was, you know, to this moment, it was like, and not that I don't believe in that stuff, but if it makes sense, I'm not scared of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's a thing and it's real, I actually kind of hope so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I had actually cut that out. Maybe one of these days I'll like put it in like a lockbox in the event of my, you know, untimely early demise. You know, it's, I know, I'm sorry.
Wow,
you know what I mean?
So,
I'm just saying, like, you know, if that, or I say early demise because I don't know if Dear Albie's got the staying power to last till I'm 90 something years old, and maybe, you know, this goes out then. But I don't want to, you know, I hope so. Community's strong.
I believe it. Yeah, I agree.
I got, you know, I have faith in the community. It's fun.
Isn't it 14 out of 15?
Have you had, it's 9 out of every 10, which I suppose kind of links out to 14 out of every 15?
Whatever math is on that.
But, you know, I think in the event that I'm not around to absorb the, I don't know, I'd want that, I kind of wanted to keep that to myself. To me, it's like, I feel like I'm the type of guy that not a total tell-all, but maybe I read a little tell-all.
All right.
And it's like, not, you can't do anything about it now kind
we'll
of thing.
Call it a tell-all.
And I put the... I put the video with that in that little safe deposit box.
Nice.
I'll leave it to you, Urbano. You do as you. I bequeath it to you.
Thank
bequeath
you.
Is one hell of a word.
Yeah. Bequeath?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Bequeath Latifah? Yeah. So did you guys, have you had any moments like that? Like, do you have any actual either ghost stories or like a conversation or message from a different plane, so to speak?
Are we talking about in this building or outside of this building?
I've had one in this building. Which I believe I've talked about on the show before.
Yeah, we've talked about that, where the ghost pinched my ass.
Yeah, that we had on tape.
Yeah.
I still got to find that somewhere.
Yeah.
I haven't had any in this building, but I haven't been here as long as you guys have. But I also, like, don't wander too far into, like, the dark corners of this building because I'm a little nervous about the encounters. I've never had, like, a real ghost encounter. I've seen, like, signs and stuff.
Well, teen save stuff kind of thing, like sign things. Like, do you? Because I feel like I've had that too in certain things that I feel like are a little bit too much of a coincidence to not be a flat out sign.
Yeah, I mean, this one is, I mean, yes, a little bit on topic as well. But after my mom died, I was hearing Stevie Nicks songs everywhere I went for like a month, and I mean, like the Walgreens, a McDonald's, like literally anywhere I went into would be playing like a Stevie Nicks song. Mm. Which is, like, not necessarily uncommon to hear a Fleetwood Mac song or
it
something.
It was just timing.
It was
you.
Just the timing and the fact that it was everywhere I went all the time, no matter what time of day and where the location was. So I took that as, like, a sign.
Yeah.
Well, I had a song thing, too. I had a Billy Joel song that anybody that was a devoted Housewives person knows I avoid Billy Joel for some very embarrassing reasons on that show. And I really try and steer clear of that. And it was when we first started the Berkeley, and Vienna would come on constantly.
That's right.
Constantly. And what's weirder about it, it would be the same part of the song, and I would go to even a restaurant around here, but it would come on in rooms where the music wasn't working.
Wow.
It was really crazy stuff because we couldn't,
around.
Like most things when we first got here, we just couldn't figure out how the hell it worked. And I do think, and I actually had asked my dad. I was like, "Hey, you know, weird random question, but you know," and I couldn't really pay attention to anything back then because everything was happening so fast. And he was like, "That's really crazy. You said that. I would, you know, listen to this, blah 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 blah." And here's what I think it means. It's kind of wild. So like, To me, I look at a sign thing as if it in any way in a moment like that brings you any amount of like peace or confidence in things, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've had some wild psychic readings that were like, this is a little bit too close or too real, or there were some real specifics that had me like, all right.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. I get my tarot cards read once a year by the same woman, and she's kind of the same way, like, because you can go to her for like a mediumship thing if you want. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't there for that. I was there just for cards. And it was right after my dad had passed away. Sorry to let the community know about both my parents in one shot, but I'm fine.
Well,
it's debatable, but whatever. That's for a different episode. But she was like, she said my dad was like in the room and asked if I would welcome him in and stuff, and like was saying things about how he passed away that were like, there was no possibility that she would have known that. Yeah. And so I believe that that kind of stuff is real.
So if you believe in that, you kind of have to believe in the other. It's more just like energy.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
I like that.
Yeah.
We had a write-in that made me just scroll like a maniac through the rest of the write-ins. Albie, emergency, emergency, emergency.
Oh, let's go.
Okay. And I went and it said, oh my God, I made the rookie mistake of using my real name in the email. And I said where I'm from. I had no idea that someone I know listened to the podcast. And I said some pretty personal things. Homegirl leaves her name in it again, which I guess is, I suppose is important to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, hope you're able to see this ASAP. I'm sorry. Homegirls had to be living with some other kind of anxiety for the last couple of weeks.
Waiting for you to see this and to see the follow-up.
So I'm very sorry to hear that, Taylor. Just kidding. just kidding. So I have it in there, and I went, and I was like, I got to find this whole thing. First of all, 9 out of every 10 rooms you go to has a JLB listener. We know this.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, rate and follow and leave a comment and 5 stars because you owe it to us at this time. Woman who must not be named. And I'm going to try and read this while walking on, like, I'm walking on the tightrope here to try and avoid her name. Dear Albie, my name is, oh, she comes out like Eminem.
And this is my
name is.
This is my social security number.
My name is, you know.
I live at.
Yeah, right? Dear Albie, my name is, we're going to call her Izzy. I am 24 years old and would love your advice on a few things. Long story short, I grew up in a very toxic and abusive household that has created a lot of insecurity and anxiety in my life. Fast forward to when I was 19, I got into a relationship with a guy that is older than me that I met at my previous job. I moved in with him at 21. For the first time in my life, I felt free.
We talked about this. Is this?
I hope I didn't read this.
No, this is different.
Well, I felt free because it does remind me of one of them. Well, let's go all the way and see.
Because
I don't totally remember.
Wow, these listeners.
You know. First time in my life I felt free. I'm still with him, but I think the relationship isn't serving me anymore. We've had many problems and I do love him, but I'm not sure love is enough at this point because I feel that we are more good friends rather than lovers. I currently do not have a career, and a big reason why the relationship has dragged on this long is because I really don't want to move back in with my parents as my mental.
This is the same one.
Did we screw up on this one?
did we ruin her life?
Editing.
I just scrolled down pretty hardcore. Did we just double down on the embarrassment by accident?
Sorry, girl.
Did we?
Sorry, Taylor.
You don't owe us anything.
You're safe.
Forget it.
You should still get 5 stars, though.
I don't know what to think. I'm running. I got to ask, and I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to bring this to a quick vote. I mean, do I almost cut the last 4 minutes? Did we double down just now? Do you go backwards?
We definitely have done this one.
We definitely have done it, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But the thing
is,
this is why I'm going to roll with this. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to let this story live. I'm going to tell you why.
Please.
I'm going to tell you why I'm going to let it live, okay?
It's a sign.
This email came in on Thursday.
She resent it.
So
they resent it.
And it says urgent LOL.
Well, so then.
But hold on, really quick. Does that mean you didn't listen?
I was going to say, that means she doesn't listen. We already answered this.
We gave some great advice.
Yeah,
we
let's go back. Let's go.
We
let's
talked
see.
About it for a while.
Yeah.
And knowing what I know now. Now, look, I'm going to read that thing again to see, you know, now I kind of feel bad. But this is like, you know,
Did they have a dog?
Maybe I skipped the name? Okay, well, look, long story short, we were just kind of, I think we just basically told her, you know, turning her life around. Like, we gave some great advice.
Yeah.
You know, I almost don't want to draw attention to it. But everybody just know Izzy was really well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
and we like Izzy. Hope it's worked out.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Izzy, you got to listen to the show because you got some advice, bare minimum.
Yeah, we did the take it one day at a time.
Yeah,
focus on
walk your dogs, go to yoga.
Get some interest.
I'm really bothered because I was so pumped. Like, I ran to the microphone when I saw that. I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now here I am knowing the trail of breadcrumbs.
Having done gone.
You know? You got to catch up, Izzy.
You got to catch up, Izzy.
And honestly, though, the good news for you is maybe your friend didn't get to it at the time. I'm going to ask Nando to hit that and see if we can delete it. I'm not searching for it, Izzy. Yeah. Okay? We got stuff to do.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But we have another one. That's never happened to me before.
Yeah. Well, she hit you with the LOL urgent.
Yeah, no. And you know, I
don't
just
say
kinda...
my name, but my name is...
Anyway,
you know what the worst is? The preface. Long story short. You know what that means? Now
it's
I'm bored.
It's about to be the longest story.
Now I'm bored.
On
I don't
the
care.
Planet.
Yeah.
We got a. I guess we have some good news. We have a long question. You want the good news? We have a chime update, but it was a question I don't think you guys were around for, or the long question. Do you want to just get into the question?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
We're here.
Ghosted by my best friend of 20 years.
No.
Ghost is kind of a cool, it goes with the theme. Anyway, dear Albie and crew, I've been a listener since day one and a longtime fan. I love the advice that you give to everybody who writes in, and I'm looking for some advice of my own. My best friend and I have been friends for almost 20 years. I was a maid of honor in her wedding, and she was a matron of honor in mine. Mm. What's the difference?
Matron means you're married.
Oh, it doesn't mean you're older and fat?
It could, but it doesn't. Matron means you're a married woman.
Yeah.
Maid means you are an unmarried lady.
Yeah, just excuse us. Just like you think for a second, didn't grow up watching weddings. When COVID hit.
Been in a bunch of them, so.
Yeah, no. When COVID hit, we all isolated and quarantined like we were supposed to. Once the restrictions started lifting and people could get together, she still wouldn't go out to see anyone or go anywhere, which I understand and respect. I got married in March 2021 and had all the pre-wedding events you're supposed to have, like a bachelorette and rehearsal dinner. She would always act and talk to me like she was attending those events, but at the last minute came up with some excuse, not COVID-related, why she couldn't go. She did show up for the wedding, which was great. I loved having her there. In May 2022, she told me that her and her husband were moving to Tennessee in late June. I told her, that's great. I'm happy for you and excited to come visit you wherever I get a chance, whenever I get a chance. She told me the day that she was moving, and we set a day before then, at least a week or two before, for her and her husband to come over to our house and have dinner and have this last get together before she moved. I texted her at the beginning of the week to actually confirm with her that Saturday still worked and she never responded. So I followed up a few days later, never responded again, and followed up on the day of and just never heard back from her. That was in June, and I have not heard back from her since. I see that she is still posting on Instagram, so it kind of hurts my feelings that she completely ignored me and essentially ghosted me before she moved to a different state. I'm having a hard time getting closure from this relationship because she has been a longtime friend of mine, and I just feel like I've been there more for her than she has been for me. What is your advice on getting closure without actually having to reach out to her to get that closure? Love you guys, and I appreciate all the advice. Sincerely, Ghosted.
Send her a letter.
Or don't.
A physical letter, like a handwritten letter. I mean, I don't think it's worth it. I think, you know, she could have, not for nothing, she could have had a lot going on. You're moving. Mm. Like, I don't know.
I think, right, like.
There's a reason why she left. I mean, there's a reason why she's done this.
She moved for a job or something. We don't know why she moved, but I would say maybe do the write the letter, don't send it thing.
Yeah.
Get everything out.
Yeah.
Put it down on paper. I'm hurt because XYZ. Because even talking to this person, you're never going to, they're not going to give you anything that you need to, like, get past this.
Have you done them before? Have you written a letter and not sent it?
Yeah.
Like, not a text, a letter.
A letter.
Yeah, Santa. When I was like 4, 5, 6, 7.
like with parchment. You strike me as a parchment
and
type.
A quill.
Like
and
a quill. Dead ass.
I would
like
love that.
Like dipping the ink and everything.
So Shakespearean. Thank you. I would love that. Keep it on the Christmas list.
Yeah. I'm being serious.
I'm being serious.
Do you have like a notebook for that?
Yeah.
You keep a journal or a diary, right?
I have a journal. And then I have like another notebook that's for like any kind of like nonfiction or fiction, like writing I might be, you know, inclined to do from time to time. But I have like a journal that's like, you know, whatever my emotional
shit is. I didn't know you did you have you like, when you do nonfiction writing, what do? Like, is it a book? Is it short?
Personal essay style, I guess. Mm.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't like advertise.
So like you look at it and you go like front to back, it's like for you? Do you like put it out somewhere?
Yeah, it's for me. Eventually I might try to source that outwardly. Mm-hmm. I'm not there yet. You know, everybody's got a dream.
Yeah.
Dream in the back pocket.
I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you let it go. I think, you know what? Obviously, this person moved and is separating themselves for a reason. And if you're saying that you offered them so much more than they offered you, what are you holding on to?
Exactly.
Count your blessings. Keep it moving. Memories are great. Listen, people come in your life for, what is it, a reason,
a season,
or a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it's not up to you to decide, but it's up to you to accept. You know, and things end. We all die.
Oh, my God. Sure.
Like,
that's true.
Speaking of, you know, ghosted, like, eventually we're all going to be ghosted. So at this point, you know what? She bounced.
I mean, do you think
let her bounce, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it going. I think it's easy when you're not emotionally connected to give, like, that kind of advice.
No, because I've had this happen to me, so I am emotionally connected.
What happened to you?
I was friends with a girl from high school until I believe we were about 27 or 28. We were always very different. We came from very different backgrounds. She was a little spoiled. I was a little not. And so we didn't really see eye to eye on a lot of basic things. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple of fallings out over the years, and then the final one was literally just she said something really shitty to me, and I went to go text her back and be shitty back to her, and she blocked me.
Nice.
And that was like 3-4 years ago, and we haven't talked since, and no intention. I never tried to like hunt her down and find
her. You really can't, because she blocked you, right?
Well, she blocked my phone number, but I could have like tried to hit her on Instagram or Facebook or something, but I didn't care. I was like, good. Neither of us have been happy with this friendship for a long time. Yeah. One of us had to be the one to walk away from it because we had just been friends for such a long time that we stayed friends. We didn't have anything in common anymore.
Yeah.
I don't miss her. I'm sure she doesn't miss me.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that for people that, and not saying this is a necessarily a bad thing in the other direction, but like for people that feel an attachment to someone that put a lot of themselves into friendships, right? And I think the way I think sometimes where I'm not necessarily, I think I'm a very emotional person. I put a lot of myself into personal relationships I have, but I do it in a very different way. My love language, so to speak, is very different. Mm-hmm. I'm not that friend that calls you out of nowhere and says, how are you? You know, I can also very often be the friend that doesn't respond to your text messages because of what's going on, because I am so blinded sometimes, I think, by, you know, the care that I've got for doing certain other things that is like my representation of caring about everybody else in one way or another, that I get extraordinarily intense and focused on stuff, right? You know, to, I think, my detriment a lot of the time, especially lately. But in the shit hits the fan moment, right, I am a drop everything person.
Yeah.
Because I do think that's like where I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, like, you know, let's meet up and have ourselves, you know, a cab. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the, you
why
know.
Why would you say
I don't
that?
Know. If I had a hankering for, you know,
a cab.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, not, you know, like the grape, the vino.
I was like, where are you going in a cab?
No, why, man? You know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Don't question me. My name's on the show.
What are we doing in this car?
But if people then, and I don't really look at that as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. I've had friends that look at that as a very bad thing. And like, they're, you know, just, I'm not a high maintenance friend. And if I don't vibe with it afterwards, I'm like, I'm kind of okay with that because I know what my intentions are with everything too. I'm not saying I quote unquote ghost everybody, but there's a reason, you know.
Well, it's also just, you know, at certain ages, you do get to a point where you don't have the energy to invest so much into each friendship that, you know, it is maintenance at a certain point.
It's, yes.
Let's see each other once a week, once a month, once a whatever, you know. A lot of my friends have kids, and we say, you know, once a month, let's all just get dinner, whatever, if we can. And if we can't, we all still love each other.
Yeah.
And there's no ghosting going on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's the type of thing where
I'll ghost you.
It's
I know.
You offend me, it's a wrap, son.
I know.
Back.
But with a smile.
Yeah, that's it.
And just like a...
You will see my back and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. It's very much the type of thing, I think, where, you know, from a broader perspective, from my point, it's like, sometimes I think when, you know, you are the person that puts a lot into the relationship, the friendship and stuff, that creates a level of anxiety because you start questioning what, number one, what you did.
Yeah.
And you can tailspin that pretty easily. And the other thing that you can do with that in one way or another is kind of like, you know, get in your own head and brain about, you know, like what's going to happen next. And because you start to question, I think, your own self-worth to an extent with that.
Yeah.
And obviously it's not what you want, right? So, you know, I think that she's got to go and lay it out on the line in a way to say, number one, if this really means that much to you and it bothers you that much, put it out there and ask what's going on. Say it in a way that's respectful because you don't know necessarily what she's going through.
Yeah.
And if you don't hear anything else, you got to just look at that shit and say, I've released it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let it
like,
go.
That's it, you know? That would be the one thing that I would just be like, look, at a certain point, yeah, you just gotta just be okay with whatever
it
is.
As if this person was distancing herself for a while, it didn't seem super, because
she didn't go to the bachelorette or the bridal shower, and that's weird if you're in the person's wedding
party.
Well, it's
COVID, and you could say it was COVID.
But she didn't say her. She specifically said she didn't even say it was because of COVID. She just came up with other reasons why she wasn't coming and didn't tell me until the last second. You know, I have had situations where I've been in friends' weddings and I haven't gone to bachelorette parties or whatever, and there's usually a reason, you know, too expensive, too far away, too many days, whatever, XYZ, but with plenty of advance notice, especially if you're in the wedding. So that says more than what the girl actually said.
Because she was still in the wedding, I'm assuming,
right? Yeah, she said they were in each other's, they were maids and matrons.
Which is interesting.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I would just look at the people who are still in your life and value them and keep it moving.
Yeah.
It's her loss.
I agree.
Especially if you're a good friend.
Yeah, I wouldn't, if it were me personally, I wouldn't even
go
as far as to ask like what was going on, because that's a risk just to re-hurt yourself when she doesn't answer.
Or you're setting yourself up again for that person's opinion of you, or their opinion or their feeling of your relationship, where you could just be like, you know what?
Doesn't
we were
matter.
Friends. I loved you. I could still love you. But that doesn't mean we have to be in each other's lives. You could, you know, send her prayers or her, you know, whatever, or not, and focus on you.
Exactly.
And your other friends that value more in your family.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like, I don't know. I think we've, like, just in general with stuff like that too, you know, maybe sometimes it's kind of like every once in a while you don't get what, you don't get yourself out of somebody else. And you got to be cool with that because, you know, it just kind of is what it is, and sometimes it's as simple as saying, you know, in a weird way, maybe somebody's moving on from the area, and in their mind, they're like, hey, you know,
there's
I've
full fresh start.
You know, I'm going into a different direction. You know, and that's
maybe
it.
Maybe there's some kind of scandal going on in her own little family that she wants to keep secret. Like maybe there's something she's going through that she's like, you know what? My husband just had a baby with somebody else. We need
to
move. We need to skip town, go somewhere,
witness
start
protection
fresh.
Style.
Yeah, and just keep
All
it
new.
Moving. Yeah.
It's possible.
It's certainly not impossible. That is for sure. I mean, look, you know, and that happens. Like, and I think even when, but you can't look at that as something that you're going to be on yourself about too.
Yeah.
But, so we got a little chime update. Hi guys, wanted to give you an update. I had written a few months ago and told my story about how I was unable to leave a cult and start a new life.
Oh yeah.
This past weekend I was married to my best friend. Obviously, since I'm shunned, very little family and none of the people I grew up with were there. But all the people who were in attendance are people that came into my life the last 3 years, including family I had never met due to them not being in the same religious affiliation. These people have shown me unconditional love for who I am and have shown me support more than I could have ever dreamt of. I have to say, I remember when you were all on RHONJ, I had fallen in love with your family because of how you all treated each other. I fell in love with your mom, the Don, and how she committed to her, how committed she was to her family. Growing up, I always knew that if I didn't live up to religious expectations, that I would be cut out and treated like I was dead. When I started my transition into the real world, I listened to your podcast regularly and will never forget what Caroline said one time. Take a leap of faith. You never know where you will end up. I ended up happy, thriving, wiser, and surrounded by good quality people. Thank you to you and your family for always sharing a part of yourselves with the rest of us. And she sent photos. Aww. Homegirl looks happy as hell. Yeah, the guy looks really pumped. That's very happy.
Aww. Say their names. Who's the cult? I want to know.
I am so shell-shocked.
I'm
so shell-shocked still. Actually, we reached out, and she was kind of, if I remember correctly, if this is the same person, I believe it is, about, like, coming on and talking about it. Her and the alien abduction chip husband are down. All things that we want to do very badly. Yes. But that was a very sweet email.
I love that. Good for you.
And honestly, I like that. That's a very genuine, happy ending. Yeah. You know, happy beginning, happy ending kind of thing, which is very great.
And you got to, the first lady, that her, the ghosted friend, you got to take a leap. You know, it's okay to put yourself out there and be friends with people who are no longer going to be your friend always. And you, there's always something better coming. You just got to keep it pumping.
You know, on that note, it's been a very ghostly theme. Kind of fun little news, something we've been working on. I'll tell you where the hell we've been. We work, and we talked about this a ton of times on the show, like maniacs during Halloween. It is, you know, something that we pulled out of the clear blue sky a couple of years ago. It's something we're really proud of, that we had worked with some awesome partners on to get things going at the Berkeley to get some fun events going. We did them years ago, honestly, to try and keep people working during COVID. It meant a lot to us. We made a lot of really tight, close friends, and that's really where a lot of the Halloween activations came through. This year we had an exciting last minute opportunity that came up. I like to say that, you know, that event, like, ages me personally. It's a lot of stress that goes into it. It's a lot of work that goes into it. And we wanted to do something that was a little bit more open towards kind of being more like a fall festival and welcoming, like, families. Because honestly, like, one of the biggest things that has been weighing on me since we even started the Berkeley is being that I, number one, live down here, and the amount of hours that we work, and all of us, we don't get to see the fam as much. And I went through a phase where I would see Marky and, like, burst out into tears the first couple of years, because she would get big. And, like, I get sent still regularly now, like videos of her, like, you know, doing different things with cheer and all this stuff. There's a video that Lauren posted the other day of, like, Marky running out with, like, pom-poms. I can't even watch them. I get very sad because I feel like, you know, we're away a lot, and she's getting bigger. And to me, that kind of symbolizes things that, like, I'm either missing, and, like, you start wondering a lot of stuff. It's like, are we putting so much time into work that you're missing out on things that are important, right? Which obviously is how I grew up. I'm not on the couch. So, we wanted to do something more family oriented because I think that it's what we love the most, is just kind of having fun with the fam and everything. And something that felt like a giant Sunday and felt like a little bit more all-encompassing and wholesome and all that stuff. So at the very last minute, our friends at the Meadowlands Racetrack, we linked up, and we are coming back home up north.
Let's go.
Years ago, we were there, and we reunited with them, and we're throwing what's called Track or Treat. If you guys hit it up, it's Track or Treat NJ. It's a lot of fun. Got a lot of really fun family activities out there. It's going to be a very creative and fun, immersive environment, but it's also going to be very fun for adults, too. We've got the whole Oktoberfest. We've got a bunch of really great bands that are going to be playing. And
costumes,
you know, fun photo ops. We're so doing much so much with hay.
So much hay.
I did my first hay deal. that was something. Tons of hay. But it's gonna be, so it's gonna kick off October 6th. It's a tight turnaround for us. It's gonna be very fun to kind of test to see, you know, how creative we can be in a really fun way. There's gonna be some really, really cool things to do there that I'm not going to get into in detail because we're going to leak it out little by little. But trackertreatandrea.com, the Instagram. On my stuff, what I told everybody I was going to do this year is really kind of get very active on the behind the scenes of this stuff, because frankly, it is pretty hysterical, and we argue like crazy in what we're doing, who's going to handle what, and blah, blah, blah. There's zombie laser tag. Yeah. We have like scare actors that come out at like 9 o'clock. They're going to be doing a lot of really cool things. But it's a really cool event that is going to be very, very different for us that, honestly, I'm hoping that this for us is just fun to do.
Yeah.
And not like the whole idea is not to even just get stressed over it. It's just about having fun with it, which is a different take on this stuff for us this year. So check it out. That's the announcement. Crazy busy. Curveballs left and right with it. But the opportunity came up and we were like, you know what? We haven't done anything in North Jersey for like ever.
That's cool.
We're connecting with people in Hoboken for the first time that I can even remember, which for me is nuts because that place was like our soul was in that place. You know, we're still working in Asbury. We got the stuff going on down here, but this year we just thought that was kind of too great of an opportunity not to pass up. So we're doing it. We're getting after it. So we got to get back to work on that and then seeing Stevie Nicks.
So excited.
Green Day. So a lot of very, very fun things we see here now. We love you guys. DearAlbumMailbag@gmail.com. Hit us up. I really hope Izzy... I got to go back and
she's
find that thing.
This.
Honestly, she's not even going to hit... She's
not
going to
hear.
She's going to email us again.
She's the ghosted friend.
Anyway, I'm very sorry, Izzy. Love you guys.
Bye.